for a few minutes. Every time one of us says that, it goes forever, so I better be careful. But God is definitely running this show, and that was my prayer this morning. God, this is your show, okay? We're here. We're here because we're here for you. We're here to be strengthened by you. Father, I'm going to pray right now, Lord, that you would, I would agree with Pastor Mike's prayer, that you, Father, would lead and guide. This remains your show. It's the purpose and the greater plan that you have. Let it be revealed. And Holy Spirit, I ask of you just to speak, to guide and lead and help me to be obedient in Jesus' glorious name. Amen. So where to start, I don't know, but been just reading scriptures all week long, you know, just asking the Lord to show me some things and to give me something to share on, and I'm lousy at titling my sermons. I don't know. I always tell Pastor Mike and Jesse, let me know what the title is when I'm done, because I don't know what the title is. What I thought I was speaking on, it's not happening. So who knows that we're created in God's image? You just raise your hand if you believe that you are created by God and in his image. You read the beginning of the Bible, you'll understand that to be true if you have the faith to receive that, that we are created by God, for God, but in his likeness. Who knows that the enemy is full of deceit, he's the father of lies, and that there is no truth in him? Do you know this? There's no truth in the enemy. And that his goal is to take the likeness of God that is within us and to twist it and to turn it and to take it and try to turn it into something else. Because as you know, and maybe you don't, as has been revealed to me, that Satan does not create, but he distorts. He takes God's creation. He has not the ability to create, but he takes what God has already created and attempts to distort it, to twist it, to turn it, and make it into something else. Who knows that we're in a race? We're in a race. And what is the goal? To win. The goal is to win. The goal is to win. We are saved by the blood of Christ. That is a freebie given to us by Jesus, by the Father, through Jesus. And our goal is to complete the finish line. To run with a purpose, as it says in 1 Corinthians. Our goal is to run with a purpose. And we're created in the likeness and the image of God. And that image, if you're an intern, you've learned over the past 2 weeks, that image is what? Excellent. Right? Excellent. What's the opposite of excellence? Come on. Young man. Mediocre, look at that. They're talking, good job. Mediocre, thank you. Is that what you said too, Rigo? I'm sorry? Average, mediocre, so-so. So when you're created in God's image, you're created excellent. You're created with excellence deposited in you. Everything else, or the opposite of excellence, is mediocre, is so-so. And that's where Satan comes in. It says in 1 Peter 5:8 that he roams around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour. That he, I highlighted the word like in that scripture because he's everything but. He is like, but he is not. He does not. I think what I want to get to here in the next few minutes is the fact that Satan has no power in your life. I want to make it simple. I just want to keep it real. I'll give you some scriptures, but Satan has no power in your life except what you would allow him to have. And why is that? Well, we understand in Genesis 3 and verse 15, which is a prophecy regarding Jesus, first his crucifixion, and the fact that Satan's authority would be taken because his head would be crushed, and that the seed of the woman, there would be enmity between Satan and the seed of the woman, and that the heel of Jesus would be bruised. Crushed, bruised. Satan, head crushed. Jesus, heel bruised. You pick, what would you rather have? Your heel bruised or your head crushed? I'll speak for you. Your head crushed. No, don't let me speak for you. Speak for yourself. Your heel bruised, because it's a bruise. It's going to go away. When your head's crushed, you've got no authority and no power. What happened when Jesus died on the cross is the power of Satan was disarmed. There's more to this story, and it will unfold when we get to be with our Lord. But Satan has no power. If you are living in Christ Jesus, if you are walking by the Spirit of God, he is who you call your Savior. Satan has no power in your life. Amen? But do we always live that way? Let's be real. We don't always live that way. We don't always live that way. Satan has no authority. The Lord showed me something the other day in class. We're doing an internship, for those of you who don't know. And I was speaking to these students, and I had a bottle of something in my hand, juice, I think it was. And I told the kids, I said, or students, I took this bottle and just kind of flexed and looked at them and said, okay, take this out of my hand, any one of you. And they're like, I'm like, come on, take it out of my hand. I'm like, if any of you were man enough to do it, you wouldn't be able to do it, and that's, I guarantee that. Of course, I'm trying to be tough. I'll be honest, I was playing into it a little bit. But my point was, the only way they're going to take that from me, the only way that that bottle will become theirs is if I released it and gave it to them. And that's the promises of God in our life. Now, this was a cranberry juice, but in that illustration, it represented the promises of God. It represented the authority that we have in Christ Jesus. And with that bottle, unless I chose to let go and hand it over, it wasn't going anywhere. But so many times us as Christians, we do this number. Oh, yeah. And we go over here and we're like, oh. And we pick something else up. And we're laying down our identity. We're laying down our promises just to settle for something less. The scripture says that if you sow into the flesh, then you reap death. But if you sow into the Spirit, then by the Spirit you will reap eternal rewards, eternal life. Amen? The scriptures of God says that if you pour into this thing, then out of it you get nothing. Why? Because it's temporary. We are royalty. We are excellent. We are excellent. I don't go around saying that enough to myself and my family that I forget to realize that Satan, like Peter, wants to sift you guys. That's his job. You think he's going to relax? You think he's going to take a break? Uh-uh. He'll get his break, but it isn't right now. And what is his job? He wants you, and he wants all of you. And he's trying. Right now, he's trying. He's clawing at your lives, and he's trying. And what do you do? What are we doing about it? What are we doing about it? I tell you this. He will put things in our lives, like Davina, dear sister in Christ, I tell you what, is it a coincidence that she went through what she went through last night and that my phone rang? I don't think so. Is it a coincidence that I read that scripture just not too long before she called? I don't think so. Matter of fact, let me rephrase, I know it wasn't a coincidence. I do not believe in coincidence. I do not believe in luck. And that woman, desperate, called last night. I don't know what time it was, maybe 10, 10:30. And she called. And she did that blind Bartimaeus. Jesus! Jesus! And the devil's telling her to shut up, and the world's telling her to shut up, and she's saying, Jesus! And we prayed, and we read scripture, and we got to understand together, that God will not allow you to go through something that he has not prepared you to go through. But that in your own strength, you will never make it. On your own, you will fail every time, and you will be miserable. But we understand that the scripture says in Proverbs that a righteous man will fall seven times and what? Get up. We don't lay down, we get up. When you try to do it on your own, you will be miserable. And God is faithful. He will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. When you are tempted, he will show you a way out so that you can endure. So that these temptations, these tests, they will be stepping stones and not stumbling stones. Because God wants you to grow closer to him. But see, what we fail to do is we fail to realize how excellent we are created. And we settle for less. And we settle for less. Galatians 6:8, I already quoted it, but I'll read it to you if you're taking notes. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. See, in Christ, we have authority over Satan. In Josh, forget about it. Everything that I work for is temporary. In Christ, everything that I work for led by the Spirit of God is eternal. What was the other scripture, Lord? He gave me another scripture. It is my screensaver, Ephesians 1:14. I'm going to turn there. Ephesians 1:14. God, you are faithful. Okay, I have a New Living here, New Living Translation. Okay, I'm going to go back. And now you Gentiles have also heard the truth, the good news that God saves you. And when you believed in Christ, he identified you as his own at a cost. He identified you as his own by giving you the Holy Spirit whom he promised you long ago. The Spirit is God's guarantee that he will give us the inheritance he promised and that he has purchased us to be his own people. He did this so that we would praise and glorify him. I look at this and go, what? So the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit is our down payment. That's just a down payment. I don't know if you get this, but the Spirit of God will lead you into all truth. If you choose to listen to the Spirit of God and be obedient, you will be where you need to be. Don't get me wrong. We'll make mistakes, okay? We understand that we are not perfect. There's only one perfect. But the Spirit of God will lead you into all truth. So when you go through these temptations, when you go through these trials, when you have these things knocking at your door and clawing at you, the Holy Spirit will lead you into truth. Prime example, Jesus Christ led into the wilderness to be what? Tempted. Three things. Pride of life, lust of the eyes, and lust of the flesh. That's it. That's why the scripture says there's nothing that's not common to man. Because there's three of them. Pride of life, lust of the eyes, and lust of the flesh. That's it. There's three of them. They're common to man. None of us in this room have gone without those temptations in our life. None of us. And if you have, and if you buy into the lie, oh, I'm the only one, but because of course the devil wants to condemn you, right? He wants to take that excellence. He wants you to feel like you're not. He wants to feel like you're less than mediocre. He wants you to feel like you're nothing. We don't give it to him. So as Davina and I were talking on the phone last night, the Lord revealed to me, well, to her as well, and that Jesus was tempted. He was led by the Holy Spirit. That means God knows, which it says in the scripture, God knows, he's aware. And that there's it's not too much for us because God's already aware that it's going to happen. He already knows. What he's doing is he's saying it's time for you to grow. I'm putting this in front of you. It's time for you to grow. But it blows my mind that the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, is simply a down payment. When you buy a car and you place a down payment, are you done buying the car after you give them the down payment? No, it's only the beginning. You've got 5 years, and nowadays they'll do it for 9 years. Crazy. So that's the beginning. So you know that car is not yours until that final payment is made. God is saying the Holy Spirit is only a down payment. It's the beginning. And he's here with us now. And if we will listen to him just like Jesus Christ did, Jesus did not act on his own authority. Jesus was obedient to the Holy Spirit as he was led into the wilderness. And as he was tempted, he did not use fancy words or tactics. What did he use? The word of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Huh? I'm saying he didn't get in some battle. Oh man, I don't know what to do. No, well, he is the word, but he said, this is it. This is what the word says. This is what you're saying, Satan, and this is what the word says. And I'm not settling for less. So what do we get to do? We get to be obedient to the Holy Spirit and use the word of God as we are tempted. As we allow, because we're all tempted, you're going to walk out of this door and have temptations to be frustrated. You're going to have the pride of life, the lust of the eyes, and lust of the flesh. They're going to come at you. And what happens? What are you investing into when you invest into those things? You're investing into right here and right now, which has no eternal value past this moment. So if that satisfies you, which it will in the moment, but as we all know, or as the word says, it's a temporary thing, and you're only satisfied for a while. The down payment that we have in the Holy Spirit, the Spirit, the living Spirit of the living God, which resides in us, walks with us, guides us, speaks to us, leads us to what? Truth. He's our ticket out. Every time. You don't have to settle for less. We do not need to settle for less. We are not mediocre. We are made excellent in the image of God. We have to live that because we got a whole world of people out there that are dying. Right? A whole world of people that are dying. And how do you know they ain't relying on you to be excellent, to know the word? Anybody in here by a show of hands have family members that do not serve the Lord? And if they died today, you would be fearful that you would not see them in eternity? Okay, I'm not alone. Excellence. We are created in the image of God. And we have a down payment. It's wild. Like, what's the rest like? That's a down payment? Are you serious? What's the rest like? Wow. And why did he do this? Why do we have this down payment, the Holy Spirit? So that we would praise and glorify him. Because in the end, no matter what route you take, God's getting the glory. God's getting the glory. I will say this, because I know the word, or part of the word, because I know life and people, that Satan right now is trying to grab at your heels. Right now. Satan, right now, as we speak, right now, he wants you. But we don't got to give in to that. Because the life that we get when we fall for that is miserable. And I pray that you hear this. And I know that I hear this. I need this. I needed to hear this today. But we don't need to give in. We do not need to settle for less. We are God's child. We are a friend of Jesus. We're a disciple. We've been justified by Jesus. We've been united with the Lord through Christ. We've been bought with a price, a great price, mind you. We're a member of the body of Christ, and we've been chosen by God. We've been adopted as his child. We've been redeemed and forgiven of all of our sins. We're made complete. We don't feel like it always, and we don't get to see that end picture, but we're made complete in Christ. And those trials and temptations come, the answer's already there. We just got to walk through it. We just got to, by faith, walk through it. We have, according to Hebrews 4:14, we have direct access to the throne of grace through Jesus Christ. Direct access. We're free from condemnation. We know that God works for good in every situation and circumstance, Romans 8:28. We know that nothing can separate us from the love of God. We've been established, anointed, and sealed by God. We know that the Lord has started a good work in us, and he will be faithful to finish it. We know that we're a citizen of heaven. Even right now, as I speak, we're a citizen of heaven. And if some of these things you don't know, I can print this out. This is something we've been teaching the youth for a couple months now. And it's just the promises of God and our identity in Christ. But I know that God wants all of us to hear this today, because he wants us to run this race with a purpose. He wants us to endure. I know that Satan has no authority in our lives except what we allow him to have. And I know that, like Pastor Mike said, it does require discipline. And I believe the more that we seek him, the more he will be found, and the more the other things in our life that once had priority will no longer have priority. I know that I know that I know. And it is a discipline. And we do have to give up things in life. I'll tell you straight up, we have to put him first. We have to. Nicholas, could you play while I pray? I'll play, you pray. One day. Thank you, Lord. Has anybody here been able to, and not for my sake, but just for the sake of confirming and knowing that you're not the only one struggling, has anybody here been touched and been able to relate and hear this message and these words and know that you've had struggles, that you have struggles, that things that you're dealing with are tough, and sometimes you don't want to let them go, and sometimes you, I mean, it's true. I'll be the first to raise my hand. But that Jesus Christ, will you stand with me? That Jesus Christ is here today. He's here right now. He's prepared your hearts for the message as He's prepared mine. He doesn't want you to leave. Not sure of how excellent He's created you. He doesn't want you to leave stumbling over the same thing. There was a flow throughout the service. A very clear flow that God is here and that we're to rest in Him and that He's here to touch our hearts. He doesn't want us to leave the same. A very clear message that He wants the chains broken off our life that have plagued us, some of us, for years. He wants nothing to stop us from pursuing Him. Nothing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you're willing, could I just get everybody to come up here? There's 70 of us today. Lots of people gone on vacation. But if you're willing, just step out of your seats, out of your comfort zone, and let's just all come up here together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Does anybody hear, feel, or felt defeated at all? Ever recently? I mean, am I the only one? I mean, come on. I think we stand together. We're a body. We're a family of faith. We're not here alone in the lies that the enemy would tell you that you're the only one and you're a failure. That's not true. That's not true. So as I was reading this morning in 1 Corinthians, I could feel the Lord was teaching me, telling me that I need to prophesy, that I need to speak life as we're together this morning against the lies of the enemy. So I'd like us together. Does anybody believe there's unity in holding hands? Come on. I know some of us are for it and some of us aren't, but guess what? Today's your day, no matter what. We're a family of believers. We have been brought here together for a purpose in this day and this very moment. And we are not defeated. We are not defeated. Come on. We are not defeated. And you know that the person next to you has struggles. The person on your left and the person on your right, they have struggles just like you do, but we all serve the same mighty, powerful God. We are not defeated. I get it. I got it. Okay, the person on your left, together at the same time, we're going to pray and speak life over the person on the left of you, together at the same time. One, two, three, go. Father, I pray for this man of God. I pray, Lord. need to pray for that person on your left. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Father, I agree with these prayers, Lord. I agree that you are here among us, God. Father, that you're breaking chains, God, that you made us alive in your presence, God. You made us alive and in your likeness, Lord. Thank you, Father. Now, if you'll just take a moment and pray for the person on your right, out loud, everybody, just pray a blessing. Pray with the eyes of faith. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Lord, I just pray. Raina, Lord, I pray, God, that you would touch her, Lord. Father, that you would use her in mighty ways, God, to have the eyes of faith that will cause her, Lord, to see, God, the great plans that you have for her, Lord. Father, as a mother, Lord, that you would use her, God, to raise up her children. As a wife, that you would use her, Lord, to lead her husband, Father, and to protect and cover them in prayer, God, that wherever she goes, the Spirit of God would be, Lord. Father, that people would know you because they know her, Lord, in Jesus' glorious name. Yes, God, we speak life and joy in abundance, Father, and we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Spirit of the Lord.
Spirit of the Lord is. There is freedom. Tired of you or thirsty, there is freedom. And if you're tired of you or thirsty, and there is freedom.
Father, I pray, God, your anointing on your children, Father. I pray against the lies of the enemy, against the darkness and the deceit, the attempts to destroy, to recreate. I pray against that, and I speak life given by the Father of lights, life given by the Son, Jesus Christ, and the price that he paid with his blood. I pray, God, that as your children, Father, walk the streets of this town, Lord, Father, they will be full of joy, God. They will be full of your presence, God. That people will look at them and know that they are a child of God. That people will feel closer to God because they feel close to your children, Lord. Father, I pray life, Lord. I pray the Word of God would have a new revelation, a new dimension in the lives of your children here today, God. And that we would be made aware of the needs around us, Lord. Father, we pray the spirit of joy wherever we go, God. We pray the spirit of victory wherever we go, Lord. The spirit of humility wherever we go, God. Father, that we will not do things on our own, but that we will rely on the Holy Ghost. And we thank you, Father God, for your promises, that we are redeemed, that we are bought, that we are yours, We are not our own. We are yours, God. And no matter what trickery the enemy will try to use, Father, I believe that you will allow us to see through it, God, as we draw close to you. Thank you in Jesus' glorious name, Father, for the work that you're doing here among your people, Lord. Thank you for equipping us, Father. God, you are faithful in every way. Let's give him a praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're not defeated, guys. Come on, we are full of power and authority, humility and life and love. We're full of that because God has caused, he's created us that way. Seek his face and know his word. Love you guys. Have a blessed day.